Hey guys, it's Tizzy time, and today, you guessed it, we're talking about love. Happy Valentine's Day to all the singles, the couples, the divorcees, the Trishas, the sluts, the whores, the man whores, everybody out there who deserves some love, because Valentine's Day is ultimately about love, right? And speaking of love, I'm doing today's podcast with the love, not love, but the love of my life, and we're going to be talking about it all. We're going to be talking about what Valentine's Day means to us, what Valentine's Day meant to us before, of course, getting together, what we think Valentine's Day should entail or shouldn't entail, and of course, relationships in general, what that looks like on days like this, Valentine's Day and other days where man made it up and decided that we should spend money and become consumers on a random Tuesday or Wednesday, where it usually always is, on Valentine's Day. So stay tuned and let's get into it. Okay, so I'm here with my special guests. I'll let them introduce themselves, and yeah, we'll just jump right into it and discuss Valentine's Day. So, special guests.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. This is special guest speaking. It's a real special guest. It's an honor and privilege for me to even use this mic. Well, honestly, for me to even speak into this mic, or this might be spoken into by me more so, but yes.
Okay, you didn't say a name, but we'll take it. What is your name? What do you go by?
I forgot. Yeah, y'all, you know, nice and slow on Valentine's Day. Shout out to all the Valentine's Day lovers out there. You know, something to get you in the mood, get you thinking about love. You know, those four special letters.
And he still didn't say his name. Anyway, I have Mizzy here alongside me today. If anybody knows who Mizzy is, you know that is
Mr. Lazarus.
You know that is my partner in crime. And today we're talking about Valentine's Day. So I'll jump right into it. So Valentine's Day for me has always been something that's been like kind of special. When I was young, I didn't really have too many Valentines. Of course, you know, when you're the bigger girl or like a little chubby, you don't really get too much love being young because, you know, kids are evil. So I didn't really have a Valentine. So when I didn't, I would always be nice and bring like my classmates some chocolate, some cards. Like I literally go to Family Dollar and get like the pack of cards. I would buy like little chocolates or the little packs of like sweet tarts, and I would pass it out around school because I didn't have a Valentine. Hate to say it this way, but Mizzy is kind of my first Valentine. And yeah.
She's gonna be upset with this one, y'all.
Mm-hmm. He's my first Valentine, but Mizzy, little plot twist, Mizzy doesn't really celebrate Valentine's Day. Like, I have a partner who's not too big on what Valentine's Day is.
I grew up, found out the shit is all fake.
Okay, so it's all fake. I didn't know how a day could be fake, but he's not the biggest celebratory or celebrator of Valentine's Day, so.
No, I grew up and found out the shit is all fake. It's not about a date. It's not about celebrating something. But just like we touched on earlier, if you really love somebody and you care about them,
it doesn't take for Valentine's Day to come around for you to show that they are appreciated or that you love someone. It doesn't take one day. And we spoke on this about on the Christmas podcast. It doesn't take Christmas to come around to show somebody that they're appreciated and that there's only one day of their life where they get these type of gifts to show that they're loved and you really care about them. If you listening to the person you love, whether that be your kids, your mom, your dad, you're not going to wait till that, to a day that doesn't really hold any significant meaning in the reality of it, to get their favorite cologne, to get a nice watch, to get some chocolates and flowers. They sell chocolates and flowers all year round. They sell watches, they sell cologne, they sell all these things all year round. So for me, it doesn't take one day to show them, oh yeah, you know what, out of the whole year, I was thinking about you this one particular day. If you don't see the faultiness or the facade within that, that's kind of, you know, that's where my mind is on the topic as far as certain holidays and certain things that really don't hold any real meaning or value to love, respect, loyalty, the principle, the moral of what really matters in a relationship with your partner, a relationship with your mother, a relationship with your father, a relationship with all family members. It doesn't take one special day to let them know that you're special to me. I'm sure we all got family members and, you know, siblings that we don't always get along with. So obviously, love from a distance. But for the ones that we do care and and knowledge for, it doesn't take one day to show them that you appreciate them. If that's the case, you're going to call, you're going to check in, you're going to send. Just a few weeks ago, before Valentine's Day, it was just a regular day, I brought Tiz some flowers. It's not Valentine's Day, but you know what? I was thinking of her. You know what? I think she might like these flowers. It might brighten up her day. And it did. So why now Valentine's Day come around? Oh, yeah, let me get some flowers for my loved one. Let me get some flowers for my grandma. Let me get some flowers. Bro, if you really love and care for these people, it doesn't take one day out the whole year. You're going to check in whenever you get the chance or time to. So if you're checking in every month, every 3 months or so, you done gave Valentine's Day, Christmas flowers, and all of those days that people get spend a bag on, you done did that. So now, if you're doing what you need to do when these days come around, what weight do they really hold? Man, you like, bro, I'm already showing my love and care for the person that's there with me. When these days come around too, and another thing that people fail to realize, when these holidays come around, they come around when you just came out of a struggle, or you might be heading into a struggle. So these days are, like I said, they seem like a facade to me, and it seems like you're just trying to portray something that, or you're trying to cover up for something that you really don't feel. So that's why I'm not too big on certain celebrations. That's really what it boils down to. If I show you I love you every day, what weight does Valentine's Day hold? The reality of it.
Well, honestly, for me, I might have to semi-agree and semi-disagree. I agree that it shouldn't take one day to show a person how important they are to you, how much they love you, how much you love them. I agree with that in totality. However, I disagree because I think it's a great day for love. I feel like if you love a person deeply and you care about them, what's one other day to show them that you love them? And a day where everybody's showing love, like, me personally, I don't care about it, but it is still like being a kid on Christmas and being like the the like Muslim child or the Jewish kid, and you're getting nothing for Christmas, but you're like, oh, it's okay because I have my celebration another day. You're still going to kind of be sad because you're not kind of like being entertained.
That's the facade.
But it's not a facade. That like is. But that's why I said, so, excuse me, you got to chat. Sorry. Now can I do my piece?
Yes. I thought we was going back and forth.
We can go back and forth, but I still have to speak on what I have to speak on. And plus, like, the way I'm recording right now, I have one mic one way and one mic another way. So you're heard, but you're not like, like you are in the other mic, if you understand what I'm saying. But we can just record on one mic if it's easier. But like I was saying, before I was rudely interrupted. No, just kidding. I'm 50-50. Like, I feel like it's nice to always, especially girls, like, women, we care a lot about certain things, so I feel like it doesn't hurt to apply pressure, especially if there are other males out there or other people who are showing that spontaneity and that quote-unquote facade, or living up to that facade that you say it is. I think it's cute. Like, I don't have an issue with it. Like I said when I started, like, I think it's cute, you know, just giving people something, those who may not have a Valentine's Day or those who may not entertain Valentine's Day. I think it's cute. But again, I understand your point, your point of view as well. Like, you don't need one day to specify your love for someone. But in the same breath, I feel like it's important. I spoke to a couple of friends that are in committed relationships as well. And, you know, I tried to use that logic of, you know, like you said, like, oh, I think it's nice, you know, to do things on other days. It doesn't take one specific day. And a lot of the women I asked in these relationships, whether the relationship be 3 years, 5 years, 1 year, 10 years, they still like the little surprise and the little, how you say, je ne sais quoi, about what Valentine's Day is. And I think that's very important. So, you know, going forward to do that is something very cute.
So my question would be, let's just say we celebrated, not even just celebrated, because I have a slight understanding. Say we celebrate Valentine's Day, or we don't even celebrate Valentine's Day. We have a big celebration the week prior to Valentine's Day where we just was feeling good, money was up, everything good, bills is paid. We got to celebrate. We celebrate 2 weeks before Valentine's Day, right? Now Valentine's Day come around, we just had a big celebration, bigger than within Valentine's Day, where we celebrated. Honestly, you could take that as a celebration within Valentine's Day. Like, yo, we went all out together. We did something, like, we went all out together. We had a ball. But now Valentine's Day come around. Once again, that's the facade of today's society. Now Valentine's Day come around, and you see everybody else getting gifts, getting flowers. No matter who you are, you're going to still feel a little left out. You're going to kind of forget, depending on if you're easily influenced, you're going to forget, damn, I just had a big shebang bang 2 weeks prior, bigger than what I'm seeing people doing, bigger than anything, and it was flowers, it was all that, and it wasn't even Valentine's Day, but it had the Valentine's Day element. It had that, this is genuine, this is just out of pure love and happiness and excitement for us. But because of today's society and us being caught up on social media and everything on social media, because your celebration was 2 weeks prior, and this is just for an example, because this is how majority of women do think in today's world. Because your celebration might have been 2 weeks, a week, even 4 days prior, not even a full week, because something is not happening for you on Valentine's Day, you feel left out. You feel like, oh, well, that celebration, and now this is where, depending on, you know, how the foundation that the relationship is built on, this is what arguments and things start to develop, and you know, everybody's relationship, the elements that people go through is different, it varies, everybody goes through different situations and handles them differently. But now you do have some situations where, like I said, people are easily influenced. They see, well, my celebration was 2 weeks, a week ago. I want to celebrate something today. I see everybody else getting flowers. I see everybody else getting chocolate. And then this is where the ungratefulness comes out in today's society. Like, baby girl, you just got chocolates. You was just chilling on a yacht. We was just doing the bang. We was popping bottles. And it wasn't even Valentine's Day. But we love each other's company. We love each other. That was such a fulfilling moment. Then now when Valentine's Day do come around, you just spent, let's just say you spent about $2,500 living it up, popping bottles on the yacht, going around, seeing different things, having a nice time. Now Valentine's Day come around, you got bills, you got car notes. So now, what if now you as a couple, you like, yo, we got to get everything situated. But now, you, like I said, in today's society, we're caught up in the facade. We're caught up in, oh, look at what they're doing. Oh, see, that would be nice. Like I said, babe, we was just on the yacht a week ago. What they doing right now don't even, you know, not the, it don't even compare. For real, we was just eating filet mignon. That's just a regular box of chocolates. So now this is why I said it's all fake. It's a facade. If we're really grateful for each other and we're really in a committed situation, relationship, an established marriage, those outside things don't matter. Because if you're in a committed, if you are have established that you are committed together through the ups and the downs, you know that if Valentine's Day fall on the first, like let's just say Valentine's Day fall on rent, yo, babe, you might have the same conversation at the same time. Yo, babe, I wanted to do something. I wanted to take us out for the movies. Yo, that's crazy, babe. I wanted us to go out to eat on me. But since rent is due and we got the car note due, we got to hold off. But everybody want to play keeping up with the Joneses and nobody wants to have the real conversation. Everybody's not balling. Majority of society lives check to check. So even sometimes, and this is why I said it's a facade, if you're doing all the right things, it doesn't take one day for somebody to know that you love them. And if you're not able to be or do something on that day, the person that you're with and committed with, they would understand that now we going through something right now, or things now we going to celebrate this when at a different time because rent is due. Bills are due. We got to pay for food in the fridge versus going out for that same $300 we spent on going out. We got to put that for the fridge for the month. So now this is why I said it's a facade. It can't, if you really love somebody, they're going to know exactly, if you're going through something together, they're going to know that, okay, yeah, if we go do this, if we spend $1,000 right now, we both going to be popped, car note not going to be paid, and then, damn, they might come and take the car, and then we don't got no car to get to work. So what are we doing? Are we pretending to be in love? Or like I said, are we keeping up with the Joneses just to say we did it for a day?
Well, I have to say that again, I agree and disagree. I agree that yes, as partners, you have to be in a mindset of the other partner, making sure you guys are connected, you're on the same page, you're on the same level. But every relationship doesn't have that. That's first and foremost. Secondly, it's nothing to make your lady feel good every day. Valentine's Day shouldn't be a kicker or a stop to making a lady feel good. And that's where I feel like on that end, like, I agree, but I semi disagree. Like, I feel like Valentine's Day is not about, oh, let's have $1 million party, let's have a dozen roses, let's, you know, like just certain things. But if you're sitting there buying your partner like a little breakfast, or you have a card for them, or if you have like, you know, like a Valentine's Day bouquet of flowers or some strawberries, something very, or a home-cooked meal, or you just spent time with your partner. I feel like those are ways that, you know, you can enjoy Valentine's Day as well. For example, this Valentine's Day, even though other people would look at it like, oh, no, he needs to go outside and buy you a flower, he needs to go outside and do this and that, other people may look at what I asked for Valentine's Day as something very menial. All I asked for Valentine's Day is that Mizzy would do content with me because I really needed to get it done. But if I call a friend who's in a relationship, or if I call another young woman who has this mindset that she should expect the world, I may be looked at as a dumb woman. I may be looked at as a foolish person. I may be looked at as a woman who should be getting the world no matter what day it is. And I'm just going based on perspective. Me, I don't really care about certain, I guess.
I'm about to eat you up.
I guess I don't really care about certain labels that go alongside what is expected. But even like, you know, a nice card, maybe a bear, some flowers, something really minimal you could go out and get for your partner. I don't feel like you should say, oh, I don't believe in Valentine's Day. It's a facade to not go forward and, you know, get your lady something. Go out and, or your gentleman, or your other lady, or, you know, whatever you identify as. I believe that, you know, If you really love a person, care for a person, no matter how much money you have in your pocket, if there's even none, you should be doing something special for your partner. Just, you know, remember what they like, their hobbies, their trends, and, you know, going out there to do something. I don't think it should be an issue.
I told her I was about to eat her up. I'm about to eat her up, y'all. So, the way I grew up, no matter what the holiday was, the man of the house was just as important as the queen of the house. So, no matter what it was, if we made my mother a card, we made my dad a card. My father.
I agree.
So, we made, you know, even though in my father would stress the importance, like Valentine's Day was more, it was more so to appreciate and show the woman love, because as men, we don't need, you know, we don't need that all of that soft and gushiness.
But sometimes some men do.
But here's the thing. But we never cut out my father. And my father was just as appreciative of those Valentine's. And we talking about the homemade cards. You know, with the color construction paper. You fold it in half. You know, you do all the little art designs. You got you make it nice. You put some love into it. And as a kid, you already know arts and crafts is our thing. So our mom would get a card. And my dad would get a card. My mom would get some flowers. And my dad would buy her a nice little perfume a perfume set and whatnot. But do you know what my mother would do for my father as well? She would buy him a nice cologne set. So I say that to say, as much as even though you show the woman love, women forget to show that they man need love. And like, I remember your coworker brought it up to you and it kind of took you back. She was like, what you doing for your man? Well, you was like, well, he doesn't really care too much. And she was like, she was taken back. She was like, well, I'm getting my boyfriend some new sneakers. And she hooked it up. Everybody's different. So just as much love she required, or that whatever plans that he made and he has in store for her, she's about to surprise him with something as well on Valentine's Day. And I feel like that's why I said, once again, it's a facade. If we're both in love and we both share the same love for each other, the day doesn't belong to you more than it belongs to anybody else. So it should be the love that's shown should be shared across the board. Now, I'm not saying you got to get your man some rose petals and all of that. That's another story. He might be twirling. But it's nice, you know, get your man his favorite pair of sneakers. You know, we don't need no flowers. Get us some fresh pair of Air Force Ones. You already know that's love right there. That's like $1,000 gift. But like I said, the love is not returned the same way. So no matter what, that to me is like I said, is once again a facade. It's not the same love being output. It's more so to me what I'm seeing is, gimme, 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 gimme. I want. But nobody else needs anything in return. That's not love. Love is not something that's, to me, is an equal, it's a natural equal exchange. It's not one is more than the other, or the other is more than, you know what I mean? So once again, it's a facade.
Like, this guy is such a clown. He put his hands up like he won the argument. Like, touchdown. This is a debate. Anywho.
Touchdown.
Thank you. Thank you. First and foremost, again, fair. But more importantly, I agree. Like I said, it's a love day. Oops. It's a love day. So I feel like when you're in love, you're just showcasing that love to whoever it may be. And speaking of love, I have a couple questions for us to answer. Of course, Mizzy, you answered to the best of your ability. I have 11 questions, and I feel like within these 11 questions, we can have an open forum, an open discussion, not only about relationships in general, but our relationship as well. So the first question is, and I have a question. So do you want to do the couples challenge questions or the couples quiz? So a quiz is like certain things like what's my shoe size, my favorite holiday, or do you want to do the more long form questions that's like who's more dramatic, who's more competitive, things like that?
Get to the first one.
The first one? Okay. So, couples quiz. How well do we know each other? Okay, so the first question is, what is my shoe size?
Yeah, well, it varies. If I'm correct, a woman's is between, it could be anywhere in between from a 9.5 to 10.5.
That is very true. I will say it's between a 9.5 and 11 in women, but yeah, you're close. Your shoe size, you wear a 10.5.
Nah, bruh, you go through your sneaker size, bro. Majority of the sneakers is 10.5.
Okay, true. But your shoe size,
you rarely have an 11.
Okay, your shoe size is a 10.5, 11. Okay, perfect. So the next question is, what is my favorite color?
Man, black, bro.
Black, okay. It's not wrong. Okay. Your favorite color is green.
She's wrong, y'all.
I always say it's green. She's super it's, wrong. It's yeah. Like, no, it's burgundy.
Thank you.
It's burgundy.
I was about to give her 50, y'all.
I always say green because Mizzy wears a lot of green. But I only say green is his favorite colors because all Mizzy cares about is money.
3 years,
so green. Green and black because black is the color he likes to see when he goes to sleep. The back of his eyelids. Black and green. Money and sleep.
Look, first try. No bloopers. No none of that. First try, y'all.
Mm-hmm. What is my favorite food? This is so easy. Everybody who knows me knows my... Wrong. My favorite food is Italian food. Pasta.
Oh, I forgot. But my gosh. You do love your shrimp and
I do love shrimp and grits, but when's the last time I had shrimp and grits? I had pasta last week.
I forgot. Yeah, now you're right. That was an easy one, too. It is Italian.
Your favorite food is, I would have to say, like, from what I make, you love my fried chicken.
Nope.
But yes.
Nope.
Okay, then what is your or you like your favorite is curry. You
nope.
love curry.
Nope.
Okay, then what's your favorite food?
Regular American style. Steak and mashed potatoes.
It's steak and mashed potatoes.
It's been steak and mashed potatoes.
I think it has been though. Like I feel it? Like when we first started I don't eat that much often.
I said I'm simple. Okay. I'll take a steak and mashed potatoes.
Well, we both got one wrong, so you can't judge.
All right, it's fair.
Okay. What is my favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Wrong. My favorite holiday is Thanksgiving. This man knows nothing about me. We look so...
Missy,
you know Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday.
She's lying.
Okay, Thanksgiving.
You know how I know she's lying? You know how I know she's lying, y'all?
Because I like to eat, and he knows that.
He knows that because when I had to cook in Georgia...
Yes. You know how I know she's lying, y'all?
Mm-hmm. Bro, she had a discussion with me on Christmas. You know this my favorite holiday. So I'm gonna just leave y'all.
Did I cook on Christmas when I said that? That's how I know you're wrong because when we were in Christmas, we were going to your aunt's house,
Chantel,
and I didn't cook that time. You're talking about Thanksgiving.
Chantel, it was Christmas.
Yes, I didn't cook for Christmas.
Yes, you did.
What did I make?
Chantel, you made steak.
No, I didn't.
You got the pictures on your phone.
Missy, I didn't make. You know how delusional this
Chantel.
Man. You can't trust this man because all he does is sleep. There's Chantel. No Chantel. Missy. I made steak at Kirk's house.
No, exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Look,
after further review, Missy's talking about the 3 days before Christmas when I made steak and I said it was my favorite holiday that he ruined. But I only said that because he pissed me off when we were there. So I said he ruined my favorite holiday. My favorite holiday is actually Thanksgiving.
So
and
I'm
he
not
knows
wrong.
That.
I'm not wrong.
No,
technically, I'm
well,
not wrong.
I hate Christmas now, like for gifts and seasons, not because Christ is the reason for it, but yeah. I actually hate Christmas now, so thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
What are partners
well,
for?
Thank you.
It's a Christmas.
Just ruining holidays.
It's
Christmas.
It's a Christmas.
Valentine's Day. He doesn't believe in holidays. It's just, you know, he's done United States of America. He doesn't believe.
Yo.
He only gives you 9 federal holidays.
Yo,
so,
ask what I got for Valentine's Day. Not a dang thing. Not even a kiss.
That's cap.
He's such a liar. All I got was a happy V-Day, Mizzy.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, all I got was 3 years down.
Yes. You're making me look like such a bad person. Let Missy continue to lie to y'all. And even if so, I didn't get him anything for Valentine's Day. Do you think he deserves it after ruining Thanksgiving and Christmas? What does everybody say? I don't know. I'm just going to say you ruined Thanksgiving.
I didn't ruin Thanksgiving.
You did because you didn't know it was my favorite holiday. So now you ruined it for me. So yeah, Missy's just a holiday ruiner. Yeah. But the next question is, what makes me happy or sad? What makes me happy? Let's start with that.
Now, there's a lot that goes into making you happy and sad because you're very empathetic. So it's like, damn, it's a lot.
He said, "Is this a lot?" One thing that makes me happy is just staying home and watching movies, watching TV. Very simple. Like, we were watching All the Queen's Men earlier, and it was perfect for me.
That's now.
Yeah, that's after I realized, like, I can't put too much effort into trying to make me happy. Like, as far as, like, you know how women will be like, oh, this is what I like. And it's like, that's what we liked in the beginning of the relationship.
Facts.
Yeah, so it's like, that's not who I am anymore. I used to try to, like, make Mizzy go out a lot until I realized Mizzy's not the person that goes out at all. But if you're one of the guys and he sees you and he misses you, he's going to go out.
No, I'm not.
I'm just joking. It was a joke. Mizzy don't go out for nobody. But if you catch him on a good day and he's in a mood, he will go out. And that's if is huge, the if is very big because Mizzy's not going anywhere. So, okay, what makes me sad? And this is so easy because I always complain about it, even to this day.
When you don't get to see Migos.
When I don't get to see Migos, that is not entirely a lie. But I would say when you just go to sleep out of nowhere, that makes me sad.
Bro, get your... What?
Okay, what's my favorite animal?
Giraffe.
Yes, my favorite animal is a giraffe. That is very true. And your favorite animal, I don't know why, but I feel like we never discuss what your favorite animal is because you like all animals.
Man, you skipped like 3 questions for me.
Oh, yeah, I did. I didn't give you what makes you happy. You're right. I feel like what makes Mizzy happy is money and sleep. Those are the only 2 things that really make him happy.
Great answer.
I wouldn't even put myself up there because I come like 98th to those things. So sleep and money. If you are neither of those things, get out the way. So yeah, sleep and money. What makes you sad is when you're not sleeping or making money. So that's a double answer.
She knows me. Like,
yeah, back of his hand.
Yep.
And that's years of just knowing, like just sitting around one day and saying like, babe, come on, let's go out, let's do this. And Mizzy's like, nope, I'm not going outside unless it's for money or he's going to sleep. And I know somebody's going to listen to this back and be like, damn, girl, like what's going on? All he do is sleep and make money.
And pay bills.
Where do you come in?
Pay bills.
I just exist, y'all. We coexist. We like... What would you call it? Like, upscale roommates. I'm just kidding. And please don't take me serious. I make everything a joke. Okay, and I think your favorite animal, I don't know why, but I want to say elephant, but I know that's not it.
It's not bad. It's top 3.
But I would say maybe like, you like tigers. Yeah. I see you like watch a lot of videos of tigers. Yeah, and then I would say like monkeys too.
Nah,
no.
You can put the elephant second.
Yeah.
You can put the elephant second.
Yeah, tigers.
But tigers, elephants, and then there's one more. Oh, owls.
Like, and he likes owls, which kind of scares me because I think owls are super creepy. Like their eyes and the fact that they could do like a whole 360 with their head. That's a little weird.
Sorry.
And then the last question is, what is my favorite thing to do or my favorite place to eat?
Damn. Since we done moved halfway over the world now.
Yeah, we moved everywhere.
I would say is I'll just give a couple of your favorite spots. Fisherman Cove.
I do love Fisherman's Cove.
Love a good Fisherman Cove. So what is your favorite food and what is your
What's my favorite thing to do?
Oh, your favorite thing to do, that's easy. But it's a few of them. So you got back into reading books.
Reading books is true. I do like to read.
And you, obviously what you're doing right now is top. It's like, there's no specific order to the things you like doing. So, but yeah, your podcasting and pursuing your business.
Yes, I do like pursuing my business. I like being an entrepreneur. That's true too.
So Fishing is Cold and
Being me.
Yeah. I forgot. It's a few other spots. But it's too many. It's a lot of food spots that you went to that you enjoy. Oh, all right. The Hibachi.
I do like Hibachi.
The Hibachi. You like the Hibachi. Right?
And Korean barbecue I like as well.
Excuse me.
I thought you were surprising me with some Korean barbecue today. Just a tad. It's still early though.
I thought I'd have been surprised with some cologne. It's just...
Cologne. It's still early. It's still early. Macy's closes at 10. I used to work there. Thank you very much.
You got the manager discount. Yeah, so you know what? This podcast might be going on just like 10 minutes more.
Okay.
I was just a little jokey joke.
That was funny. That was funny. Okay.
Yeah.
That concludes the couples quiz. I feel like we got like 7 out of 10. We got some wrong, but I feel like 70% kind of like gets the. Ugh. I feel like we're compatible. Like, you ever seen The Proposal with Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock, and they basically had to answer all the questions and get them right before they could get married? No. Okay.
But, no, I've seen. I remember.
Yeah. That. So that basically reminds me of us. I think we would be able to get married if we were in The Proposal.
What I want to share with people as well is, as much as, and here's the thing: what a lot of like certain relationships be missing. If you can't keep it real with your partner, whether it be expressing your displeasure or pleasure, then you're not doing yourself or your relationship any good. If you can't talk or kick it with your partner on some, as if they're your best friend, like, you know, the things that you're not even comfortable sharing with your best friend sometimes, but because they done been with you through the wire, you're like, man, they gonna hold it down. If you can't kick it on if you can't kick it on a level like that with your partner, then, yeah, you know, not to say everybody, like I said, everybody's relationship is not the same, but if you can't touch base and, you know, keep it real and have the conversations where it might hurt feelings, but it's sometimes the feelings that it need to be hurt to get the message across, you know, the right message across and get things moving in the right direction. If you can't kick it like that with your partner, then, you know, you need to find some common ground where y'all can, because this is one of the key, and it's not like we got it made because we're still figuring it out, but this is one of the keys to keeping a long and healthy relationship, where the things that you might feel embarrassed about or the things that you might feel like that's things you got to be able to relate to your partner. So
very true.
If it comes up in conversation, you ain't looking there like you embarrassed, or there's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's just real. Everybody relationship struggle is different. Everybody's story is not the same, but at the same time, certain elements always are or are a part of a good relationship, which is a partnership, and a partnership established friendship. And if with any friend that's a real friend, you can trust them and tell them how you feel without there being any animosity feeling, you know, in a sense of like being attacked, right. You know. You got to be able to have these discussions and share.
I agree. And I feel like that piggybacks perfectly to what I wanted to talk about next before we conclude, And, you know, right before I conclude, I'll just give a little, you know, update, because I didn't do it in the beginning, just talking about how life is, what's going on, what's new, what's next for Tizzy Talks, the Shantizzy podcast, and 90 Degree Digital. But before we get to that part of the show, I just want to talk about how that ties into what Mizzy just said, for lack of a better term, what it ties into today's society and relationship goals. I feel like what a lot of relationships are right now on social media are is... it's sexualized. I feel like people are looking at goals of people having sex on balconies and people getting twerked on in a club. Or if a man is throwing $2,000 on a date for you, that means like that's love. And I just feel like that's not a great precursor to what love is. Love is struggling. There's times where you just want to give up on love. There's times where you hate your partner. There's times where you're enamored with your partner. And I feel like that's not being expressed. I feel like people are not honest in what relationships entail. Trust me, there's been times where I literally wanted to throw Mizzy down a hill, and I'm pretty sure it's the same for him and, you know, aspects of me. But then there's other times where I just want to be like, you're my person, I love you, let's, you know, run away to Spain and just never come back, you know. But I feel like that's not glorified or even put on the front page on what relationships are. I feel like all I see on relationships nowadays are, oh, this is me and my partner in Brazil and we're having sex on the balcony, or this is me and my partner, quote unquote, having fun in a club by him putting his finger in my mouth and, you know, me twerking and showing the world my body. And I just feel like, are you there to please your partner, or are you there to please people on social media? Very similar to what Mizzy had said earlier about Valentine's Day. But I just feel
facade.
Like... Facade, excuse me. But I feel like that's something that won't have too much longevity in today's society. I feel like we all want a guy to spoil us and pay all our bills and us never having to do anything. But those are marriage expectations. I would never expect, God forbid tomorrow, if I'm in $80,000 in debt, for my boyfriend to go forward and say, hey, I'm going to pay this off. Absolutely not. And I can't expect, he can't expect the same thing for me. However, if we're in a, you can't expect the same thing.
If you in $80,000 in debt, and if you in a real relationship, pointer, if you in $80,000 in debt and you in a real relationship and you thinking about marriage, now when you become married, that $80,000 of debt becomes both of yours.
Of course, but that's where it ties into, we're not doing marriage, we're not...
Yeah.
Us as women, we can, or men too, because I'm not just going to pinpoint women, because women's wrongs are a thing we need to discuss as well. But my point is, you're not doing that for a boyfriend, girlfriend. You're doing that for somebody you see longevity with, yeah, a partner. And even then, that's still a lot to entail. Like, and I feel like that's another thing too. When we're individuals by ourselves, we don't look at what it's like to be in a partnership. So that, so much so that we've looked at our individuality or our individualism in totality, we realize like once we get in a relationship, oh, it's not me anymore. It's not just me who I have to care for. It's two people now. But I feel like a lot of relationships do not have that kicker in it nowadays. It's like, okay, I'm an individual at the end of the day. F you, like we're just dating. We're coexisting alongside each other. And it's like, that's cool. But we're older. We're 26. Some of us are 30. Some of us are 35. Some of us are 17. But in the aspect of dating, I feel like you're dating to find the person you want to be with for life. You're dating to find love. You're not just dating to date. And if you are dating to date, be transparent about that. But a lot of people expect dating to be just that. Oh, we go out on dates all the time. Oh, you have your own house, I have mine. Or, you know, just certain things that, you know, continues to entail an individualism.
We're together, but we're not together.
We're together, but we're not together, exactly. And I feel like people don't, like, when my friends come to me and they're like, I'm in love, I love this person, this is love. I just, I hate to say it this way, but I have to laugh because I know that's not love. A person who you sit there and feel like, oh, I did this, I brought them here, I elevated them here, that's not a person you love. That's a person you're looking to say, oh, I helped build them up. And I feel like a lot of women nowadays look for that. Like, oh, I built this man up. I don't want to build a man. I want a man to come together and be who he is. But the question is, are you your full self? Are you complete? Are you coming to the table fully, you know, fully empty of any trauma, any money problems. And a lot of women don't realize, but a lot of us have trauma. We dealt with shitty men in the past. We've dealt with men who are not the best. So we either bring that onto a partner who can be the best, or we're so traumatized, we don't even want to deal with men anymore.
Preach.
I hate him. But it's true. And I feel like I said, I'm going to speak on women's wrongs too, because it's too much about women's rights. What about women's wrongs? And women, and I'm going to say it, and I might get flack for this, but a lot of the times we don't take accountability. We need to learn how to go forward and say, hey, I effed up. I did wrong. This was messed up of me. Oh, man, I don't have money. I don't have a gift for you. Like, we can't be expecting things and not give things. If you're enamored with your partner, you really love your partner, you plan to do a lot with them, it should be nothing to go forward and treat your partner. And that's just how I feel. And that's a great way to end and conclude. So just a little background about what's coming up next for Tizzy Talks. And I don't know if you guys could hear me, but I definitely got a different mic. So it might sound a little bit more compressed, a little bit more condensed, a lot more cohesive and streamlined. So that's pretty awesome. I'm really looking like official tissue. I got the boom mic. I got the little condenser. I got the thing where it stands. Like, it's real. Might be on Spotify soon. I don't know. Watch out, quote me, white girl, I'm coming. Nah, I'm just kidding. But on a serious note, what's next? So this past week, I was able to be blessed to be a participant for Fashion Week. Shout outs to my client, Jasmine, a.k.a. Complexions, a.k.a. Creative Jazz, a.k.a. Painted Beauties. My girl is a multifaceted queen, so I just shouted out all her business entities. Thank you to the beautiful people I connected with this week and got to meet and network with. You guys were all super nice, super beautiful inside and out. You models, you tall, beautiful beings. And to have an amazing personality too. Like, why did God bless you with us? I mean, why did God bless us with you? That's what I meant. But just being able to do that and, you know, connect, it was something that I am super thankful and super blessed for. Shout outs to my other client as well. I'm Versace, aka World of Versace Photography. She did her numbers this week. She got some amazing photos, and you know, she also like pushed me to get out there and start networking, so much so that I got some QR codes to stick and put on a few materials so people can scan and get my info, because you know, we gotta speak up this year. It's 2023. I always say this is my last year being broke and fat. But my mom says don't say broke. She says say financially incapacitated, which I, you know, like better than saying broke, because broke is something that, you know, can always be fixed. But broke sounds like, you know, it takes time to get back from. So financially incapacitated sounds better. Like, I don't have it at the moment, but I'll get there. 90 Degree Digital is doing amazing.
If you get skinny on me, man, I don't know, man.
Okay. Here you go. But, you know, as I was saying, yeah, 90 Degree Digital is doing great. Shout outs to my clients and those who support me, those who trust me with their vision, their goal, their passion. It's been an immense pleasure. I really do appreciate it. Like the past couple of weeks, I've just been being very humble and down to earth. So it's just an amazing thing to go forward and have. The Shantizzy Podcast, of course, I'm trying to be more consistent. The more business, you know, I get on 90 Degree, it becomes a little hard to, you know, chase my dreams, but I'm moving. I've been vlogging, doing a lot for Tizzy Talks, doing a lot from the Shantizzy Podcast. And if you look at me last year, I wasn't doing any of this. So I do have to applaud myself. I'll give myself a quick little applause, you know, put that in there, a little voice track. Thank you. But yeah, next week's episode, well, not next week, but actually it is next week. Yes. Next week's episode, I'm still not telling you guys the title for it because I think it's going to be really good. It's just discussing what it's like for a black woman or a person of color in general, and the messaging we get behind our TV, our movies, our shows, our music, and how that has, you know, pivoted us to live our lives, or what that looks like for our lifestyle. And, you know, comparing it to, of course, non-people of color stories or stories that may be made for other demographics and how that relate to us. So that's going to be a great panel. I have about 8 beautiful women who I have getting on the podcast with me. So that's going to be super amazing. And then after that, for my season finale, of course, I will be doing a podcast on mental health. So I'm going to have a few you know, of course, brave souls to come on and talk about their mental health issues or the struggles they face with, you know, mental health. And I'll even be, you know, speaking on some mental health struggles I've had myself. So that's going to be a real informative and transparent podcast that I'm looking forward to. I'm not sure if that'll be my season finale. I'm not, you know, too sure, but I want it to be. But I'm also thinking about doing one where it's a question popper. I have you guys ask me questions or, you know, look for advice or any, you know, feedback you may need and, you know, just answer it live on the show. So I'm looking forward to that. And then season 5, man, I can't believe we're already on season 5. I've been doing this for 5 years already. Thank you, God, for allowing me to do this for 5 years. And I hope for another 5 to 10 to 50 to 80 to 100 more. So just thank you guys for continuously supporting me. Happy Love Day. I love you all. And once again, I hope you guys enjoyed this Tizzy time and we'll be back. Bye.
Later.
And he didn't even close out. Like, he's the worst. How you don't even close out and say goodbye to the cast?
Goodbye, family.
Started off as fun, got me questioning life. I don't